First, I would like to welcome the Honorable Minister Leona Marlin and Minister of Roaming, Mr. Stephen, President, Mrs. Peggy Andra, and all the members of the Board of Directors of NEPA, Ms. Anushka David, Ms. Aisha Jain, Mrs. Olin Bryson, Mr. Demetrio Richardson, Mr. Elroy Hughes, and Mr. Wim Zabitler. I would also like to welcome Honorable Minister Emily, Minister from the Ministry of Public Health, Social Affairs, and Labor. The head of the National Recovery Program Bureau, Mr. Clarence Hammer, and Marco Gum, who is the member of the steering committee of the World Bank of San Martin. Also, I would like to welcome the head of the Dutch representation of San Martin, Mr. Chris Johnson. Professor Clement Umber, president, and also the president and CEO, Mr. Anil Ramnarayan, who is from the MIT Institute of Technology, who flew here from Trinidad. Also, representatives from the San Martin Training Foundation, which is Willem Nagelsen, Larissa Wildsiri, Sergio Wallop, and also the representative of the Dutch Ministry of Interior and Kingdom Affairs, Mr. Koppelman Sistri. Also the Secretary General of VESA, Ms. Joy Arnell, Mr. Dishon David, who is the Program Manager and Instructor from MIT-IT, also Mr. Antonio Carmona Baez, Ms. Heidi Chumley, a partner from our other institutions, USM and AEC. The Red Cross represented by Head of Mission for St. Martin, Ms. Fanny Descuarca, and the White and Yellow Cross Care Foundation, Ms. Gracia Butuque. Both the Red Cross and the White and Yellow Cross were are involved in the home repair program. All other invited guests, family and friends of the graduates, and last but not least, graduates in construction and life skill training course. Now, with this official welcome, the protocol for this event is as follows. So with that, I'm going to call Mr. Flavio Pinto to have the invitation.
Can I ask everybody to stand for your feet, please? And if you would assume some position of reverence as you pray. Dear God, the creator of the universe, the creator of the world, the one that sustains us in health and strength, we acknowledge you today on this auspicious occasion as we gather together with the institutions represented to celebrate the graduation of those that would have participated in this training program. We thank you, O God, for the members of government that would have come together in agreement with the National Institution for Professional Advancement and the MIT Institute of Technology. We pray, God, that you will continue to inspire them, continue to give them new vision, that programs like this can be implemented for the president, not just of persons from St. Martin, but those even far afield. We thank you for this gathering today, and we ask now in the name of Jesus Christ that you will bless everything that is said and everything that is done today. Help us that at the end of it, we all would say it was good for us to have been here. Bless us today, we pray, as we say, Amen. Just before we ask you to sit, please, according to the Occupational Safety and Health Act, I would just like you to pay attention to a brief safety briefing. There are no planned evacuation drills for today. In the event of an emergency, however, you are going to be asked to move quietly. No, you can't move quietly in an emergency. But we will ask you to move in an orderly fashion to the area located just behind you. We are moving towards the gate and we assemble in the car park where a head count is going to be conducted. The bathrooms are located to my left, and you can avail yourself of the washroom areas there. We thank you very much for being here, and we do expect great cooperation from everybody. I thank you.
You may be seated. Also with that, we do ask that you please turn your cell phones off as not to disturb. So, I am Jules Bernardiman, and I will be your MC for this afternoon. And to start, we are going to call Mr. Thomas Vantipul from, who is the director of the Focus Neighborhood Brand and the Neo Project Music Brings People Together. Okay, Dad.
It is an honor for me to be here today to bring greetings and congratulations on behalf of the school board of the National Institute for Professional Advancement. As I began thinking what I should say to you, I discovered that I could go on for hours talking about you, the trainees of the NEPA, and about the experiences you've had, which prepared you for this day and for the future. I began making notes about all the advice I should hear and about all of the many topics I wanted to cover. Then a friend reminded me about the faith of a famous Greek philosopher named Socrates. He lived a long, long time ago. Socrates was very intelligent, but Socrates gave long speeches, and therefore his friend had him assassinated. Since I know Socrates, nor do I want to end up like Socrates, I will be brief and to the point. Hello and welcome, distinguished government officials present here, representative of the Dutch National Recovery Program, representative of the Dutch ministry of kingdom affairs, represented here by the Red Cross, the White and Yellow Cross, staff members and instructors of the National Institute for Professional Advancement, other invited guests, family and friends of the graduates, and last but certainly not least, of the construction program and the life skills training. Today we are celebrating that you, the graduates, are finally and fully qualified, still to be able to head out into the different communities to be recognized as agents of the public change. It started a little over a year ago when I was requested to attend a meeting at the White and Yellow Cross Foundation. Reluctantly I attended, as I was only informed that it pertained to the tourism of our facility at the time when I was working for the National Peter's College. However, during that meeting, I got more enthusiastic as it became clear that their purpose was for plans in the pipeline to have a recovery program post-Goma, also a nursing program. I also met Mrs. Bukitay, the director of the Right and Yellow Cross, and Mrs. Brock Richardson, the chairlady of the IBE board, for which now I have the pleasure to be working with. At the end of that meeting, I said something that I usually say, and it changed everything for me. I said during the round robin that this was a very great initiative, and that I will ask for my help if needed. I guess I spoke too quickly as my love was certainly needed, and I ended up as one of the instructors with 24 trainees in the program. Along with Mr. Frank Elstad and Mr. Hosea, we completed that program with all the participants graduating, paying for the nursing program. During this program, we met a trainee with a very wonderful personality, offering her help to every other team in the program. Together with her older son, she can see the program, bound to attend the current program here at the LIPA, in collaboration with MIT. I told them that I was offered a position here, so most of them decided they will follow. I'm talking about the late Natasha Smith, who unfortunately today is no longer with us. I would like to take this opportunity here today to have a moment of time in her honor for the late Natasha Smith. Thank you. As I stand here before you, I stand proud, together with the 78 trainees of this construction program. I want to urge you, the graduates, that you are now fully qualified and skilled laborers. But let us go out a mile further and explore. There are many problems that the different communities are facing, but that relevant authority may not be aware of. If you bring such issues to the relevant authority to correct procedures, I am telling you, we are going to be on top of being the agent of change. Lastly, I want to leave, as I said before, I'm going to keep it brief. I want to leave you guys with this quote by the famous Mr. Nelson Mandela. Education is the most powerful weapon. Let me repeat that. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to save the world. That's a cool guy to me, Nelson Mandela. Thank you all very much. And welcome again.
Great. We would like to welcome the Prime Minister, Ms. Yona Marlin, for joining us, the Minister of Justice, Mr. Cornelius de Weaver, and the Minister of TF, Mr. Stuart Johnson. We would also like to welcome the President of the Merchant Training Foundation, Mr. Keith Graham. Oh, and the Minister of Romania, Nayat Hawiri. We welcome you as well. Thank you. All right, to continue on, we would like to welcome the Honorable Minister of Public Health, Social Development and Labor, which is Ms. Emma Lee.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to be here. Actually, I'm very proud to be here today. This is a project that has been developed from right after Irma already. We were already, before we even... Are we getting a reverberation? Yeah, that's annoying. Thank you. This is a project that started to be developed already immediately after Irma. So even before the trust agreement was signed with the World Bank, there were representatives from World Bank here already working with us, and I'll touch on it a bit later, as well as there was a private sector who actually started with initiating this project. But this is a project that's been developed, incubated, nurtured by the Ministry of ESR in collaboration with other ministries, in particular the Ministry of Education as well. And it's great to see that today the fruits of everybody's labor is coming to bear. And you can feel the emotion, you can feel the passion in the room. You made a comment today that you can see that the trainers here are feeling very emotional about the project today. I'd like to take a moment just to congratulate the board, management, teachers, mentors, friends, and family for being here, and on the graduation itself. And there's a few entities in particular that I think we need to highlight to recognize. First of all, the St. Martin Training Foundation. This is a foundation that is actually overall managing the skills training program. But the start of it is worth mentioning. You know, this is a project that was, as I said, incubated by the Ministry of ESR, but it was really launched with the initiative of private sector, in particular Mr. Hugh Schramm and Mr. Star Sadar, who saw the benefit of the project. They lobbied the Dutch government very hard in the beginning to explain the benefits of the program, who in turn communicated back to government, and put their money where their mouth was. They started the program, they worked together with ESA, without a firm guarantee that they would ever see that money being reimbursed. So, you know, I think it's really important to recognize that they saw that what the need of the community was, they saw the value in doing it, and they took their money at risk to launch the project, and for that they're very grateful. I'd like to recognize the presence of MCIT. Again, the feedback has been tremendous in terms of the skills, the cooperation, the partnership. Of course, the government of St. Martin has, through different incarnations, supported the project as well. World Bank is an entity. I know there's a lot of discussion in the community about the complications that working with World Bank can bring to the execution of different projects. But the reality of our experience at the ministry has been one that's been very positive. They've been a partner in all of our projects. We see them as a resource. Yes, they're a bit bureaucratic, and yes, they have their rules and regulations, but I think if you understand how it works, you can certainly move ahead. And I think I wish Claret and Mr. Jung wisdom to see that, and I think you do recognize that many of the project actors that are off the ground, the hospital project, this project, are projects that the ministry has executed because they've taken an approach of collaboration and cooperation, and again, the fruits of that effort here. So I think today is a milestone moment, and it's always important to pause and take a moment to reflect and to celebrate the arrival of those types of moments. This has been a challenging journey, as I explained in the very start. But everyone has put their best efforts together to make sure that this project lies. And in the end, we're talking about a project of a little bit over $20 million. So this started as the hospitality skills training program, and it involved to include other specialties as well as marine trade, construction, and lifestyle training. But this is really a win-win project in so many different aspects. You know, one of our first problems that we faced as a government was clearly the damage to the economy, to the hotel industry, to all types of businesses. There was just going to be less economic activity, which means there was going to be less jobs. So the first question is, how do we help those who either have no employment or reduced employment? How do we find a way to give them money to survive until we get the economy restarted? And so this is what the World Bank considers a cash transfer program. So we came with a problem, a program that helps the individuals by paying a stipend, as we well know internally, there's quite some discussions that also included the health insurance card now. But really was about how do we find a way to give money to those in the community who really need to. It's also about developing local power. It's also about building back better. I did take a moment to inspect the structure that they built attached to the building. And I must say that I think it's impressive. You know, you use nuts and bolts, threaded rods to connect the main structure together. You use hurricane kits. I see all your joints and angles are tight, you know. So I know the quality of what you've done. The electrical work is great. So, you know, in the end, this is what it's all about. We found a way to, and I know everyone could use more money, but we found a way to give you some money to help you to bridge the gap. We found a way to invest in your skills, to invest in our people, and hopefully that now translates to employment. And I'd like to just touch on one thing that there's a book that I would encourage some of the people here to read. It's called Why Nations Fail. And ultimately, the punchline of the book is, it really depends on the extent to which our local population benefits from your economy. So it's clear, the country only works well when our people benefit. And that is something that this ministry, this minister, and this government understand very clearly. So congratulations to today's graduates. You've all demonstrated very important, very marketable, very valuable qualities. A recognition and a desire to invest in yourself. You've seen that by investing in education and investing in yourself and taking the time away from family and friends to do that, that it will pay back dividends in the future. You've shown dedication and commitment because you've completed the course, you've completed the education, and you're here today to receive that graduation, that diploma, which verifies that. You've shown the ability to stick to it, to finish, and to graduate. And I want you to know that as the Minister of ESL, that we are committed to ensuring that you reap the benefits of your efforts. And as a matter of fact, I would issue a challenge to government. Compliance, as we all know, we talk about it in our community, there is far too much non-compliance. And breaking it down simple and straight, what it means is there's too many people here who are working who don't have the proper documentation to be here. The ministry has tried to do our inspections, but we need to coordinate across the other departments, across the other ministries. But in my opinion, each of those positions are positions that could easily be filled by one of our graduates. So, as government, we need to be serious about compliance. The other thing I would like to challenge the government is, we spoke about this before. I refer to it as an Uber model, where I believe there's an opportunity for government, for the ministry, to facilitate people in terms of connecting the needs in our community with talent that's available. I've seen a lot of construction on the island that doesn't come anywhere close to the quality of what you're doing. It's about setting standards as our ministry of training. It's about ensuring that the people who are executing it's about ensuring that the people who execute the work can deliver the quality of work that the country needs, right? So we as ministry can do more to facilitate even small jobs. Somebody who has a small, I mean, you build a large porch. If somebody wants to build a small porch, I see you've done the landscaping, I see you've done the electrical work. So if we can connect people with what I consider to be small jobs to start, it's a great start. Because a lot of people get hired when they start with internship-type programs. They go to a business, they work there for a couple of months, and when they see the quality of the work, the commitment, the dedication, they say, we would like you to just stay. And the other thing that it would provide is an opportunity to create micro-entrepreneurs. There's no reason that none of you couldn't start with your own business. For the ministry, government in general, we can do more to facilitate that process. And you have my commitment, you have the commitment of the ministry of the ESI to do that. You will find that we are committed and determined to ensure that you find satisfying and profitable opportunities. And actually, our website is opportunities.sa. Exactly for the reason, because I believe that is government's responsibility. Cannot necessarily give you a job, but we can give you the opportunity and access to the well-paying jobs. Right? So it is our job to create those opportunities for you. Opportunities for satisfying employment, opportunities for growth and development. So not only to find a job, but find a job that allows you to enhance your skills, to grow, to develop, and of course to earn more money. An opportunity for you to prosper, to take care of your family and your loved ones. And you have the commitment of the ministry of your God and of government to do that. Congratulations today to our most knowledgeable indeed, the graduates for our class this year. Thank you very much.
With the remaining speeches that we have here today, we please ask that we keep your speeches for a minimum of 5 minutes so that we can keep the focus on the graduates, which is a million reasons why we're here today. We want to give them as much as possible.
Survived and we walked out of the homes on September 7th. And what did he say?
Be done.
It's over. Say, Martin, done. And you proven today that that was a lie. That was a lie. And we passed on them. You know, I always like to put a scripture in it, and the book of Isaiah chapter 42 says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Don't consider September 6th, 2017. Behold, I am doing a new thing. You are that new thing. Now it stands forth. Do you not perceive it? You are to perceive and understand that you are the new thing for tomorrow. I will make a way in the wilderness and a river in the earth. We thought that we are dried up, but we are not dried up. You are the river flowing through the desert. With this graduation, with your new skill set, you form part of the new beginning of rebuilding this country. If there's anything I want you to take away from today, is that the new beginning of this country doesn't start with them. I'm putting oil on the spot. It doesn't start with the Prime Minister. It doesn't start with His Excellency the Governor. It's not even with Dijon, the bomb.com. It starts with you. You are the new beginning. On behalf of the Abbey board, who has worked so hard, and I do want to shout out to the members of my board. Because a lot of constantly the chairman has to talk. But without the members of this board, this also would not have happened. A special shout out to Anissa Friday Ellis. You were said she was Anissa Davis. She's actually not Davis, she's Friday Ellis. Ms. Aisha James and Mr. Denisio Richardson. These individuals took the sticks to the Bible and brought in the gold, which turned out to be you, because this program is about you. I want you to forget the past. Forget what the ones told you, that you wouldn't make it, that all was not. Forget all the negativity. Repeat after me. Forget all the... Say all the things over the back. Forget all the negativity. Forget it all. This is the new beginning. This is the new you. This is for our new Suanika.
We're glad you would like to welcome our keynote speaker, who is
Good afternoon.
Well, I feel like I'm in a Baptist church in England. But I like the Bible, I like the Bible. The expression that we heard is, all for the cross has been established. It's something I gave to them last night. Because my wife on several occasions has told me that that is rude. You must not say that. You must not leave as knowledge of your people. So, we normally say all for the cause of Israel. So I promise I will not say all for the cause of Israel. So what I will say in my last week is all for the cause of having been established. So I'm glad I leave myself. But I have to recognize a few people here. There are so many ministers. Peggy Ann, you don't mind my calling you by your first name, huh? She told me that she was so happy that the Prime Minister and other ministers were coming because I was sure that all of them were coming. There are too many of them for me to list, but I must recognize the Prime Minister of your country. And Peggy-Ann told me that the Minister of Justice made sure that all our people had no problems coming in because their name is wrong. The immigration authorities. When I came in yesterday evening, the immigration officer asked me, I'm still where are you staying? I said, I really don't know. He said, well, you can't come into some Latin and not know where you're staying. So I said, I've been traveling for 50 years or more. And wherever I go, I told them, well, I don't know where I'm at. He said, no, you have to know. So I had to call it to you, Anil, outside, and say, Anil, where are we staying? And he told me, this fire apartment in the mid-region. I was very reluctant. Very reluctant to tell you the defiance of my but I do. And she allowed me here. Go in some minutes of justice. Please put my name the next time. And unlike the people who wrote my name there, please put the accent on my French name. So, I am honored to be here. Happy to be here. It's really a moment of great pride for us in MIT. I'll give you a little history of MIT's time to go over the 5 minutes I have, and a little bit of history of this thing all started with Harvey Mishra. And MIT started in 1974. This, for those of you who may remember, 1972 was what we call the first oil shock. And Trinidad and Tobago's economy was based on oil at the time, it's now oil and gas. And therefore we started to get much more money than we had before. So there was a rapid implementation of industrialization, if I may call it that way. And we had a great visionary international professor, Kenneth Julian. He's one of my mentors, and I thank God for that. And he was the one who had the idea to establish several things, including MIT, Metal Industries Company at the time. And it was a tool and die company because you need tools and dies for industries and various things. And to cut a long story short, we had to train tool and die makers in Trinidad and Tobago. And we had to get through UNIDO and UNDP, we had to get experts from Switzerland and Germany to keep training the tool and die makers. It takes a long time to train tool and die makers. It's a precision type of skill. So, because we started off training people, MIT was involved in training for very early. 20 years later, one of the companies from Germany called Staus invited MIT to expand its training opportunities. And thereby, from 1994, every couple of years, we instituted the government gave MIT the authority to have the country in Trinidad. Now how did it start with NEPA? From what I understand, if I am not very accurate, none of you will know, and those of you who will know will suffer. like 7 years ago. It started out in you with somebody called Antonio Aventure. Got in touch with Nishan, the same person there who said he tried to put down, but I don't know, I put him up. I didn't start with him, but he's the main man there, I don't know, I know he loves Nishan. So, and then after that, he said, thank you, Mr. Back Chair. She came after living with her, and I thought she was a bit blown away, if I may let me say that. And not be super seated about her nicely. And you could have found, well, first of all, that started something called training in the region. And then we decided to send a few people to Trinidad and Tobago, keep the residential team. And they did a program from May for about 5 or 6 months. And they have graduated in Trinidad. But we told them that, listen, 8 people is not enough. We think we should come to St. Martin and train our whole group of people in St. Martin. And we were introduced to Peggy Ann and started there. And Peggy came with Anushka and Alicia and Dimitri came to that. I think they were also blown away by what I saw in MIT. So they were convinced that MIT could help. And that is how the thing really started. I was invited here, well, being an engineer, and also somebody very involved in CRS for a long time, I decided that I should come myself and we had a training in some of the church. So we came, and they invited me in April. Well, I tell you, Anushka and Aisha tied me to your family village. And I was blown away. It was my time to be blown away. There are 3 teams, very famous carnivals in the world. There are many. There's Rio, New Orleans, and there's Shumai. Shumai and Bay. But your carnival village is much better than anything we have of this kind. There are also carnivals in other places that I won't mention. So, this is how it all started. We have the second visit. And of course, here we are. And we have done a number of programs. The main program, of course, is skills training that we have had in some skills. And we expect to have other skills, the masonry and the welding and things like that. And the plumbing, well, the carpentry and the electrical and so on have been done. And there were other things that we heard at MIT that we told NEPA that we think should be done so that the people here can carry on after we have left whenever that is. So that there is a teacher training program, a diploma training program that is going on now that started in September, that is going to June because it's a very rigorous program. There was also a program where we had to really think about a training trainer for life skills. Because in addition to the actual hands-on practical skills that you acquire, as the minister said, in order to be an instructor in your own right, you need some other software skills. Life skills involve a number of other things, including how you go about supporting yourself, but also setting up a little business and things like that. So I want to congratulate all the people who have contributed to the success of this. And of course, the greatest contributors are you. If we couldn't speak to chairs on this and wall, we have to speak to you, we have to interact with you. So we can give ourselves a happy round of applause. For achieving what we have achieved today. And we envisage this as just the beginning of a very healthy relationship. One of the things I learned when I was talking to Vishwan is that he spoke to somebody who is autistic. And having it to do with autism, that was no less shepherd in the program. And that kind of inclusivity is something that we are very proud of. And today we're going to be able to do that. We wanted to, as many people as possible, whether you have been to jail or what have you, we want to make sure that this program, as Dr. Cross Jones said, is a new beginning. It's a new beginning for you, it's a new beginning for Nipa, it's a new beginning for your country, Sumatra. So thank you very much, and congratulations again. And as I said, I hope that this is just the start of something that will continue. The aim to really make the people in Nipa, in the technical school, self-sufficient. Self-sufficient in the context of when we live, that we can carry on what we have been doing. So again, thank you very much for engaging MIT. It has been a wonderful experience for us. And thank you for being such good students from all the courses that I've had. Thanks again.
We would now like to welcome Mr. Clarence Connor, who is the director of the National Recovery Program in Europe.
Good afternoon, everyone. Protocol has been established. I would like to first and foremost welcome everyone here this afternoon, sitting in Ireland, and obviously send out the graduates who are making that milestone this afternoon. Your ambition and your determination to turn potential misfortune into an opportunity for growth is to be very much commended. As you transition into the next stage of your career, I trust that you will continue to search for further knowledge and always seek to continually upgrade your skills, not the field of construction only, but in all aspects of your life. As the newly appointed director of the National Recovery Program Bureau, Emergency Income Support Training Program has been a model in terms of its implementation and execution. As the Recovery Bureau continues to work alongside government to implement projects related to the recovery and reconstruction of the nation, the EISCP program is a prime example to how money from the Dutch Finance Trust Fund has already been allocated and thoughtfully spent to directly impact and benefit the people of the nation. I congratulate you for board, the program directors and instructors, the staff of NEPA, the St. Martin Training Foundation, the Ministry of the SR, the MIT Institute of Technology, and all stakeholders that came together in this joint venture to bring training for the much needed supplemental income into the lives of these individuals. I say a hearty congratulations to you, because the matter now composed of 89 newly qualified workers in the field of construction. Talk about silver lining after a storm. But this is what happens when we come together for nothing better than the betterment of our people. I reaffirm the National Recovery Program Bureau's support towards programs such as this one, and I will await my invitation to the other similar graduation ceremony as we continue to enhance the capacity of our beautiful St. Martin. Today, however, is about the graduates, and I say to you, God bless. Thank you for listening.
We are now having a guest by trainees, Nadine Smith and Jonathan Tadley.
The involvement and I learn moment. We all were involved and we all have learned. Therefore, we all can look at our now and our then. We all have one common knowledge, our smile. We all can wear it now. We all have one common capital, our bond. We all have faith, our bondhood have been heard. Then, for a good purpose now, we all have one common opinion, pointer, our opinion. We share it then, and we can express ourselves to those who need it now. We all have one common privilege, our right to a good education. We are honored to be the first group then, and we have acquired our skill training certificate now. And we all can do one thing, voice our opinions, using our tremendous voices by aspiring to attain a good education. We have to set standards. There's no boundary to how high we can soar. Be an eagle and ascend to the highest altitude with a good attitude and we will see the fruit of our dreams. Let us be a person of perseverance and push even when it seems far-fetched. No excuses. Remember that motivational trick that Ms. Smith shared with us in our last class? Don't think. Let us ask questions for direction. Don't get lost in our own circle, going round and around. Let us be confident and we will win. Speak positively and we are furnished each day. We all can leave a deposit for our children to build on. Each one of us is a nation builder. Our responsibility is to leave an inherited legacy that they can truly partake in while the progression of this course continues as we are the first group made ready for industry. We can leave the harbor. With the collaboration of NICO, San Martin Training Foundation, MIT Institute of Technology, San Martin Government, and the World Bank, they have seen the need of stability that San Martin yearned for after Hurricane Irma, with the possibility of us becoming the beneficiary of this training program. We are forever grateful. Stability in every essence of the world means stands true and building independent legacy in the youth. How many of us thought of entering a course like these 7 months ago? None of us, or maybe a few of us. I was at home when I got a WhatsApp message with the advertising poster, and immediately I said, yes, this is my time and my journey to get free and follow my dreams, to become a health and safety officer, not avoiding working in the electrical industry, widening the scope to incorporate the food, because safety is our number one priority. And without electric safety, we all will be in the dark. I will share with us 8 steps to our own destiny, which we can choose how we do obstacles and the choice thereafter going forward. However, we must recognize which steps we have made today and which ones we will aim to reach tomorrow. One, I won't do it. 2, I try to do it. 3, I want to do it. 4, how do I do it? 5, I will try to do it. 6, can I do it? I can't do it. 7, I will do it. 8, yes, I do it. Yes, we all at some point can stay in retrospect. When we have one part in the world of life and its responsibility, that category and find ourselves in a combination of these steps. That can be seen. 10, some advice. We must hold the task and outline their extinguishing the fire. Always tell yourself, you must pass. Pass in the upper form. P means pull. Pull away from self-pity. Don't let it drag you down. Aim at what you want to accomplish and go for it. 3. Squeeze against your emotions, especially the negative ones. Let them out by finding a mentor. A mentor doesn't always have to be near you, but available when you need guidance. But look to Jesus first. 3. A synonym for 3 is sorrow. And because we are not necessarily talking about a fire extinguisher, but the way we should approach life, we have to call ourselves to be a better you and a better me than we become. We become better individuals. With heightened knowledge, we can pass the test of life. I will leave it up to be a quote by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The height by great men we can tell were not attained by sudden flight, but they, while their companions fell, were toiling upwards in the night. And to our electrical group, you may become a traveler. Stay up, be neutral with everyone, but remain grounded if you're talking to me.
You told me to get in a piece of food so I can get rid of this nervousness. The protocol already established. Good afternoon to one and all. Some of us came with prior experience, but whether we were competent or not, we are no longer the same. But somewhere or the other, at one point or another, we've learned. We've improved, we've gained confidence, all for the betterment of ourselves and the rebuilding of conscious and margin. The potential for greatness lies in each of us. It is our responsibility to absorb, to refine, to enhance, to build on what we've learned. We have some excellent teachers. Is my teacher, our teacher in carpentry. And there was always an experience to share, or some joke to tell, or some song to sing. One of his many quotes, right? You know this, where there's a will, there's a way. He would say, where there's a will, there's a pin code. I think I'll be using that in the future. So when there's a word, there's a sound of sound, but it doesn't sound so good, so I'll let you keep that. I'll come up with my own. So my carpentry crew, it has been a heck of a ride. And I enjoy every blood, sweat, and tears poured out, especially on that deck out there.
My encouragement to you is to stay sharp like a pencil. Make sure the lines are straight. Something you just need to take your off and trim off. Don't waste time on something you know won't work. When nails of fear arise, knock it away with the hammer of courage. Not everything in life is square, plumb, or level. So you may need to develop your abilities for yourself. All in all, it was a wonderful opportunity. And I would like to thank God for strength and favor on this journey, as well as the management and staff of NEPA, the Modern Training Foundation, MIT, the Modern Government, and the World Bank for coming back and sharing this project. Also like to thank the kitchen crew. There's a scripture that says, the race is not for the swift, but for those who endure to the end. Though this is the end of our course, it is certainly not the end to the vast knowledge available to our coming. Therefore, it's only the beginning. Thank you.
We also have singers among us, musicians. So I would like to welcome and call up to the stage Mr. Edison Zion and Mr. Ebony Pascal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. All pieces are very strong, they are amazing. Especially when Miss Peggy says, guys, in every field, forget the negativity. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it's a very strong word. Very strong word. So while all the musicians, you know, set up his guitar, I give him a little time. Okay? Okay. So guys, I have a song for you, but to my song, you know. It means a lot. I mean, I think you're going to identify everything from his message, and then you're going to see the reality. Okay.
Let's try the song, baby. Thank you.
stuck in each other. Are you feeling good? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling good? What is this feeling good? One last song.
Thank you.
emocional haciendo. Andrea Gibson Paul.
And then I think over, oh, and I see it tonight, you have an arm.
Giovanni Johnson.
come.
Thank you.
Jamal Anderson.
please join us here?
Thank you.
You can enjoy live entertainment of your band with excellent artists right after this closing ceremony on this again. Here's an hour, very easy one. Sudhartha Sadhavendra, Mr. Dion Dong. Thank you for the tent and the equipment to Dominic High School for the use of their color for scale. I try to match, you know, the orange and blue and even the green stuff. Then in India. I also would like to thank staff and students and NEPA, with special thanks to the SPW department for the decoration, the business department for assisting in the organization, the IT department for the sound system, the hospitality and culinary arts.
For the refreshments and snacks that we'll be served in just a bit.
The master of ceremonies, Ms. Bananaman. Also, Ms. Jennifer Carty of Alto. And if I'm forgetting anyone, please, my apologies, but thank each and every one of you who in some way contributed and participated to this great event. There is, I would like to call on Mr. Smith and his sister. Earlier, I think we did a moment of silence for this young man, mom, and she has a certification as well, which we would like to present to the family.